How much, if any, do you think neratinib would drop that down?
Well, assuming she received pertuzumab and trastuzumab, we don't really have data for that. Neratinib is a drug that is also associated with a fair amount of toxicity. The diarrhea and GI side effects are something to behold. Patients feel symptomatic on this therapy. I have a fair amount of experience with this drug, and so this needs to be discussed with the patient. Moreover, neratinib's benefit seems to be mainly in patients with hormone receptor co-expression in their tumor. So it's not certain how much benefit we're gaining from the use of neratinib in ER-negative, PR-negative tumors.
So I'm going to get George's take on all of this, but one final question. Since you have experience with neratinib, I'm curious. I've heard that nowadays, when people are aggressive upfront, maybe even use preemptive antidiarrheals, or on top of it, it's not that much of a problem, or is it a problem?
Well, let's say we're starting with a 40% chance of grade 3-4 diarrhea with this drug alone. In the adjuvant setting, patients may be cured, so we have to keep this in mind. When we add in upfront Imodium, Lamotil, drugs like this, there's a study called CONTROL that's looking at drugs like budesonide, cholestipol to improve the rates of diarrhea. What I can tell you from being actively involved in that study is that yes, we can diminish the rates of grade 3-4 diarrhea, but patients have problems with constipation, with gas, with cramping. They are not feeling well like we would like a survivor to be feeling. So I would be restricting my use of neratinib to patients who I think are at the higher risk end of things and who are very motivated to be dealing with this toxicity.
So it kind of sounds like that maybe if this patient showed up at your office today, maybe she'd walk out with a plan of chemo trastuzumab, and that's going to be it.
I would also give her pertuzumab
Oh, would
because I
you?
do think her risk is. I am impressed by the pathologic complete
So even
response
though she's node
rates.
negative, the larger sized tumor.
Yeah, I just think that we have to be very careful how we present the data to patients. And if she were one who ran into a lot of problems with diarrhea or febrile neutropenia with the use of pertuzumab, backing off from the pertuzumab, I think, would not be unreasonable.
And again, because she still is going to have, according to your numbers, which I'm sure are correct, a substantial risk of recurrence even after chemo, trastuzumab, pertuzumab. It sounds like you wouldn't be that enthusiastic about neratinib. Would you be more enthusiastic if she was ER positive?
I would be.
What kind of number would you give her if she were ER positive?
Where are we now? Like 22% risk, maybe 18%?
So, George, the art of adjuvant therapy, this is what you got to think about when you see any patient in the adjuvant setting. Nobody knows perfect numbers or what to say to patients. You just heard Sarah's take. What's yours?
My problem, of course, is always not really knowing the numbers. I was interested to hear the number you gave because I probably would have told the patient she was at a little bit less risk, maybe in the low
With
80s,
treatment.
with chemotherapy,
I was surprised too,
trastuzumab.
because do you not use around 50% relative risk reduction with chemo, trastuzumab, or base?
I probably would have told her that she was in the low 80s rather than in the 70s in terms of long-term disease-free survival. But again, I think this is just, we don't really have very good numbers.
We have the 10-year follow-up from the N9831 and B31, and we have the 10-year follow-up from BCIRG006. And those numbers, when you're looking out 10 years, the curves do continue to drop over time. So if we're looking at 5-year, that's the data that I always stick with, 80-85%. But when you go out to 10-year, we're still seeing recurrences.
Yes, but, and the but comes down to the fact that we don't really have breakdowns. If you ask me, 4 or 4.5 centimeters
True.
Of ER, PR negative disease, what the 10-year follow-up data is, I don't have a clue.
Right.
So I think to a certain extent we're guessing. We have overall data, but again, the original studies included a lot of patients with lots of positive lymph nodes.
Just to clarify one other thing though, I'm guessing TCH? Okay,
Yes.
so again, you've heard her whole platform.
Yeah.
Anything that you would see differently, other than the number you mentioned?